Welcome back. Huskies Drive Time continuing here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Michigan Tech women's basketball team with a victory last night over Northern Michigan, 57-49. And great game right down to the end. And then all of a sudden the Huskies with the free throws kind of separated themselves. Coach Kim Cameron is with us here as we get set for another big weekend on the road. Coach, congratulations. Big win last night in front of a great crowd at the SDC.
Thank you. It was a great Northern Michigan crowd. It was a great win. It was a tough fought battle. I thought it was the battle of two defenses, especially in the first half. And I was proud of the way that we made a little bit of separation and kept it to finish off the game.
So what are you telling the team then in that first quarter where, you know, you are getting all these great looks, you're getting the shots, at least it appeared you were getting the shots that you were hoping for, but they just weren't falling?
Well, that was tough, and I was happy with our defense. But that being said, you know, their top player and top scorer and biggest leader offensively was on the bench for, I think, the last 11 minutes of that half. So we were hoping to make a little bit of separation and really make a run at them with Alyssa Cole out of the game. And unfortunately, we just weren't able to do that. But if you're getting the shots that you want and, you know, you're missing a couple layups, you're trying to believe that the next one is going in, especially on your home floor. And I think they believe that. I think they thought the next one was going in, and we kept shooting. And I don't think we panicked under any circumstances. And I do think that Northern's defense is one that makes you miss. I mean, they're top in the league in points allowed per game, and there's a reason. They just, it seems like they're everywhere, and they protect the basket really well, and they do make it difficult. They're just far enough off you where you're thinking twice about shooting, and they're just far enough off you where they protect the basket really well. So it was difficult, I think, for us to figure out if we wanted to drive or shoot. And like you said, they did. We missed a couple open shots, but I thought we did stay aggressive, and I thought that creating a little bit of separation in the second half was key in keeping shooting and spreading the floor a little bit.
Coach, you've been a second-half team all season. Numerous times we've been down at half, not a lot maybe, but, you know, down a few points at halftime. You guys come out of the locker room usually and seem to make a run on teams. What can you attribute that to?
I think that's toughness. I mean, it's them being tough. It's them being mentally tough. I think that we compete. I don't think that it's that we take the first half off or we don't play as hard in the first half. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that we play, and then when it comes down to it, you know, this team is finding ways to get things done, getting a big rebound at the end of the game, getting a big stop at the end of the game. You know, second half team, sometimes you think that we're not playing as hard in the first half. I think we're competing. I think we're still doing things well. It's just that's part of the game, and that's part of us just playing the game and not being, you know, 10 points better than every team at halftime. But I do think that, you know, after the half, they mentally lock in and find ways to make plays down the stretch.
Your guards were forced into playing some post defense last night. Coach Mattson obviously trying to exploit their height advantage there. How did you feel like your team responded to that?
Oh, that is so tough. And Kim Kelly guy, a ton of credit. The poor thing didn't come out of the game, and she played post defense the entire game. I mean, she got posted up for 40 straight minutes. We knew that that's what the game plan was going in, and with the three games in 5 days, we did two drills on Sunday afternoon, and one of them was guards playing post. It was everybody playing post D, but it was guards playing post D, and everybody got two chances at it, and that was really all we did. Besides Western Northern's plays, and we knew that that was very important. We knew that they were going to go at Kelly the whole time, and she knew that, and she was able to prepare and know what we wanted her to do, and I thought she did a great job. I thought, you know, we tried to double in the first half, and their post player hit two threes, and we did a better job with the less practice than I had anticipated, and I thought she battled. I thought Morgan Anderson battled. I thought Sarah Llewellyn battled. But that's how they try to expose you. And with the little time that we had to prepare for that, I thought we did a great job.
Coach Kim Cameron from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team is with us. Talking a little bit more about Morgan Anderson, Coach, and does she seem to have a knack for scoring timely points and getting, you know, I mean, I know she's not a prolific three-point shooter, but it seemed like last night she scored, when things were maybe kind of going towards Northern's way, she would take it right back with a quick shot and get the momentum back for the Huskies.
That girl is tough, and she is the definition of tough, and she is she's flat out a competitor, and the tougher the situation.